Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, October 10th, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.5%. This follows lower trading in both Asian markets and early European markets. The US 10-year is flat, yielding 3.89%. The dollar is up against the euro, pound and yen. Oil and gold are down, with industrial metals mixed, and cryptocurrencies are flat to slightly down. Asian markets have started the week off with losses as they follow on to the Friday US session. The losses have continued into the European session, notwithstanding the Bank of England announcing additional measures to support gilts and ease liquidity issues. Attention has also remained on Ukraine developments after the Kerch Bridge from Russia to Crimea was hit by a massive explosion on the span that carries railway traffic. Russian President Putin blamed the Ukraine's Secret Service and said it was a terrorist act. Putin is set to discuss a response with his Emergency Security Council today, with analysts now believing the odds of Russia using a tactical nuclear weapons have now increased. On the data front, Australia September AIG Services Index came in below consensus. Denmark September CPI came in above consensus and prior month, and Denmark August trade balance coming in above consensus. Finland August industrial production coming in above consensus, and Norway September CPI above consensus and September PPI below consensus and prior month. We also had China September Caixin Services PMI below 50 and also below consensus. We have nothing due up on today's US economic calendar. In corporate news, Renault is trading higher after Nissan reportedly pressed Renault to reduce its stake to 15% from 43%. As part of this evolution, Nissan and its partner Mitsubishi would also accept to invest in the company's new EV and software assets unit and take similar stake to draw level with Nissan's stake in the company. We also have Tata Motors trading lower in Indian trading after Jaguar Land Rover reported Q2 retail sales negative year on year. Asian equities were lower across the region again on Monday amid thin volumes as Japan, South Korea and Taiwan were closed. Australia finished weaker, although mining stocks gained on a jump in iron ore prices. Losses accelerated in Hong Kong, with technology stocks underperforming, with tech stocks in China hammered on the US sanctions. The Malaysian Prime Minister has dissolved Malaysia's parliament, setting up a general election nearly a year ahead of schedule. The election must now be held within 60 days, likely to be early November, to avoid clashing with the monsoon season. Bloomberg reports that China confirmed over 1,800 new COVID infections on Sunday, marking the highest since 20 August, which may be linked to Golden Week holiday travel. Shanghai accounted for 34 cases, the most in almost 3 months, with two infections found outside of its quarantine system, prompting neighbourhood lockdowns. And Japan's Prime Minister Kishida's support rating continues to approach dangerous levels. A Kyoto opinion poll found that the Prime Minister's cabinet approval rating fell to 35% from 40% last month, marking another low point for the administration. The result reflects ongoing discontent over higher costs of living and LDP links to the Unification Church. European markets are trading lower this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC and German DAX all showing losses. The Bank of England has announced additional measures to support gilt market and ease liquidity pressures facing LDI funds. It has increased the maximum size of each gilt auction, now willing to buy up to £10 billion daily, with size to be confirmed each morning at 9 a.m. British Standard Time. The purchases are to continue until 14 October as planned. It will also launch a temporary expanded collateral repo facility to enable banks to help ease liquidity pressures facing client LDI funds. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for October 10th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.